Lakuta Sicha is Chelek Tazayin, Parsha Pekudei, Sicha Gimel. Nachdem mit der Teure der Zelbe Protes wegen der Akamas am Mishkan, after the Teure describes in detail about the putting up of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, the erecting of the Mishkan, und danach wegen der Ashras of Shechina im Mishkan, and then about how the divine presence of Hashem came upon the Mishkan, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayichas Ha'onen Es Oil Moed, The cloud covered up the oil moed, the Kved Hashem Moleis HaMishkan, and the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. This is the very last psukim of Chumash Moed, of Parsha Pekudei. And as the Ashra is given, as I feel that the divine presence was so permeated, it so deep, so completely, as V'lo Yochel Moshe Lovi El Oil Moed, that Moshe Rabbeinu could not enter into the oil moed, because the cloud had descended upon it, and the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in, it was so overwhelming. Now, after saying that, the Torah goes on in the last few psukim of the Parsha, and when the cloud lifted from upon the Mishkan, the Jewish people would travel upon their travels. That was the sign to move forward, to move on to the next place. And if the cloud did not go up, did not ascend from the oil mayat, then they would not travel. They would stay put until the cloud lifted from the Mishkan, ad yom ha'olase, until the day that it did lift up, and then they would travel on. So we have to understand. These two psukim, which describe when the Jewish people left and when they didn't leave, when they stayed put, when they traveled, doesn't really belong here. This belongs, we're in the part of the Torah that describes the whole system in which they traveled through the Midbar. In fact, is explained over there too, and with great detail, much more detail than here, and which is in Parsha Baloischa. That's told in Parsha Baloischa, and that's where it belongs. Vasid the Shaychus Vishen the Seder Amasois. So what's the connection between the way the Yidden travel based on the cloud going up or down? As Dafke be Oldus Anav Yisu, that only if the cloud went up, that's when they traveled. Vin Loyal, and if it didn't, if it remained put, Vlo Yisu, so they remained put. Mit Teichna Parsha Do, what does it have to do with what our Parsha talks about? Which is talking about, our Parsha is talking about the presence of the Shechina in the Mishkan. And what does that got to do with when the Yidden traveled or when they stayed? The Sforno is Mevair. The Sforno explains, as Dos Kufavas by Oldus Ha'onim Ala Mishkan Yisu, that this detail that when the cloud lifted up from the Mishkan, that's when they traveled. It's a bavais that shows as a vifl dashros hashchina is given bekviyas a Mishkan. It shows how permanent the divine presence was upon the Mishkan. It was so constant. The Shechina was so constantly in the Mishkan. Biza in an oifen shloi ha'imastala klal misham. That the divine presence, the Shechina, which was the sign that the Shechina was there, was that the cloud was there, remained there constantly until it was time to leave, until it was time to move on. That shows that it wasn't just a temporary thing here and there, the Shechina came to the Mishkan, but that it was constant until it was time to move forward. That's why the Torah says it here, to show the permanence of the Hashros Hashchina in the Mishkan. But this explanation is not completely, doesn't answer everything. Because from the way the Pasuk says it, it seems, as a kum detzelnim seder amasois, the Pasuk is telling us what was the order, when they left, when they didn't leave, when they traveled, when they didn't. It seems to be focusing on the traveling part of it. And in fact, the Medrash says, Zeh Sipur HaMasois, this is the story of the travels. So the Medrash actually says that these psukim are telling us about how they traveled and when they traveled. Is nish moving klal? So therefore it leaves the question, what's the connection between telling us about how and when they traveled, which the proper place for that, as in fact it's dealt with over there in detail in Parsha Baloischa, what does it have to do here with the story of the building and of the erecting of the Mishkan and Ashras HaShchininem and the divine presence which descended upon the Mishkan? The kasha is noch starker, leidem was Chazal zogen. This question becomes even more pronounced according to what our Chazal tell us. As der oneg from Parsha, from Sefer Vayikra, that the beginning, the very first words of the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra el Moshe, that Hashem called out to Moshe and then went on to tell him the laws, the halachas of the karbonis. Is a hemshech to them v'shteido, that the words Vayikra el Moshe come as a continuation as the last few words, the last few psukim of Parsha Pekudei of Chumash Shmos. Far dem pasuk ba'alaisa onan, it refers back to the few psukim before Ubaha'olis Anan about when the cloud went up, that's when they traveled. When it stayed put, they didn't travel. So what is the pasuk before that? V'lo yachol Moshe lovi el Oel Moed, as we said before, that Moshe was not able to enter into the Oel Moed. As Moshe nishgi kentarangin in Oel Moed, biz v'yikra el Moshe. So therefore, Hashem needed to call him and invite him into the Oel Moed, and that's why Vayikra el Moshe, that's why he called out to Moshe, that was sort of the invitation that he should be able to enter into the Oel Moed. Was the Kriya Hatuvgeton as Zolarangin in Oel Moed, calling out to him was inviting him into the Oel Moed. And so therefore the connection between the very first words of Parsha Vayikra and the last few psukim of Parsha Pekudei follow each other. Kumtois. So it comes out as in the Hemshech Haksubim v'Leyochol Moshe v'Yikra El Moshe, that the continuation of the psukim, which according to this is Moshe was not able to enter the Oel Moed, and therefore the next Chumash starts, Hashem called out to Moshe, inviting him in so that he could explain to him the laws of the Karbonis, which are associated with the building of the Mishkan. Is the Torah so? But now it comes out as the Torah Mafsik mit Azayte Gerinyan. Now this continuity is interrupted by the Torah inserting over here, telling us about how the Yidden traveled. When it went up, they traveled. When it went stayed put, they stayed put. This interruption has no connection to the Mishkan. So then why is it put in, breaking up the continuity of the psukim, which seemed to fit so well? Moshe was unable to enter the Oel Moed because of the divine presence. Hashem called out to him so that he could enter. That would have been a perfect continuity in the psukim, but then it gets broken by this story of the travels. Beis Ali Yonim in from Torahs and Abediyuk. Since everything in the Torah is, of course, written very, very accurately and specifically, is vibald the Medr zokt as v'yikra el Moshe the onim from Sefer v'yikra is a hemshuch to them sof fun unzer parsha. Since the Medr says that the beginning of the next parsha v'yikra el Moshe is a continuation to the end of this parsha Pekudei, which was v'leyachol Moshe, the Moshe was not able to enter the Oel Moed, as we said before, is vashtandik. So from this we understand that the Shaychas is oichem them toichem from the beide parshias, that since there is a continuation from the end of this parsha to the beginning of that parsha, so therefore it means actually that it's the content of the two parshas in general are connected to each other. From velchen the psukim zayin atayel, because these psukim are part of a complete parsha, and we know that the Rebbe always points out that the name of a parsha, whatever happens in the parsha, is all connected somehow between each other. That's why they're all part of one parsha. So whatever is in the end of Parsha Pekudei, and whatever is in the beginning of Parsha Vayikra, is part of what defines that parsha. So if the two last and the first psukim of these two parshas are connected to each other, it means that the general parshas are connected to each other. to say Sefer VaYikra Vasinyoni is Sefer Karbonis. In other words, that the Sefer VaYikra, which is the Sefer which describes the Karbonis, kumt behemshech nishnat zum Sefer vom Binyan v'Hakamas HaMishkan, comes as a continuation not only to the general idea that the Mishkan was built, the mokem v'umeh bring the Karbonis, which of course makes perfect sense too, because the place where the Karbonis are going to be brought was built, the Mishkan, and therefore now we can start talking about the Karbonis. But it's not just that, nor euch zu de protim in dem eifen von der Ashrosa Shechina Mishkan, but that it's also, the Vayikra is a continuation to the details of how the Torah describes the divine presence came upon the Mishkan, was vedetzelt in der Pasha, which is related at the end of Pasha Bekudei, or befrat as the Skumba Seifa, and especially in light of the fact that it comes at the very end of Pasha Bekudei, so therefore it makes even more sense that it's somehow related, that it's connected to what's taking place in the next Pasha. So what's the connection between the two? Yeshleimer Adosses Oich the Tam was Noch Leyochel Moshe, and so therefore perhaps we can say that this is the reason why after the Torah says that Moshe couldn't enter into the oil, is the Pasuk Mafsik, the Pasuk interrupts and the Tzel Dveg the Masois and tells us about the details about the traveling from the Eden Vizizayin of Abunim Mit all the Sa'onim Ala Mishkan, how these the traveling is connected with the cloud ascending from the Mishkan, Siluk HaShchina from Mishkan, which is another way of saying that the Shechina rose up, removed itself from the Mishkan. Val Teichan Einyan from Karbonis is Fabunen Norm Nochmer mit wie mit der Ashros HaShchina in Mishkan Dafkin mit dem was Zalib dem Asois von Eden Bechol Maseim fordert sich inzwischen an Einyan von Siluk HaShchina. So it has more to do, the fact that the story of the Karbonis comes after the Torah describes the concept that in order to travel the Shechina ascended away from the Mishkan. So it seems that there is a connection between the Karbonis, which is even more connected to the Shechina removing itself from the Mishkan. And that, in other words, the focus here is that in order for this to happen, there has to be also the removal, the ascension of the Shechina from the Mishkan, and that will explain better the idea of Karbonis, as it will explain later what exactly that means. But it's just laying down the groundwork now that it's connected to Siluk HaShechina. The Karbonis comes as a follow-up to the fact that the Shechina also ascended away from the Mishkan. So we'll understand this by first explaining the Shaychus von Siyim Pashas Sefer Shmois to Zayin Aschola. First we'll explain the end of Sefer Shmois to the beginning of Sefer Shmois, not Pasha, but Sefer Shmois. On with a klal, and as we know the rule, not Sefer Mitchilosim, Mitchilosim B'Sefer, that the end is always attached, connected to the beginning, and beginning is always connected to the end. And therefore, there must be some sort of a connection between the beginning of Sefer Shmois and the end of Sefer Shmois. Was the Shaychus Zrikt Zechois, Oichen Dem, that this connection is also expressed in this, was the Nemen from the Erstu and the Letzte Seder, the names of the first Parsha, the first Seder of Sefer Shmois, and the last Seder of Sefer Shmois, Weisen Oifeninu from Minyan, they both define the concept of counting. How do we see that? Shmois, Birashi is Mefarish, the Parsha Shmois, as Rashi explains it, Avopi Shemonom, that the reason that he gives the names of the people that came to Mitzrayim is what the word Shmois means over there. Avopi Shemonom, that even though he had already counted them before, Chazer Amonom, he once again goes through the count, the census. Kedei Loidia, Chibosu Shunim Shul Kechavim, to let us know about the love that Hashem had for the Yidden, and therefore right at the beginning of Shmois he once again counts them as the mashal of that he counts the stars when they go in, when they go out, something that is beloved, you keep counting it over and over again. And so the point of Shmois means he numerated the names, meaning he counted, gave an accounting of who came to Mitzrayim. Pekudei, the name of the last parasha Seder, which is Pekudei, means counting. The minyan from the Mishkan and Nidvas HaMishkan, that they counted and they did a complete inventory of how much money came in, how much gold came in, and all the materials, how much came in and for the donations of the Mishkan, Kol Kelev L'Chol Avedasei, and how much they used, and so on, for to give an accurate accounting. So both the first parasha and the last parasha talk about counting. The Teichem for Sefer Shmos is Doch. What is the general theme of the Sefer Shmos? Is Geulasim Shel Yisrael Mitzrayim, the redemption of the Yidden from Mitzrayim. That's what a large part of the of this Sefer talks about. Daf Lefiza Oiskum. So according to this, it should come out as the inyan from Geul is Vabunim Mitn Inyan from Minyan. That the general theme of the Sefer, which is Geula, must be connected to what the beginning of the Sefer is, what the end of the Sefer is. There must be a relationship between counting and Geula. Because that the counting is what ties together the beginning and the end, which means there is a connection between the whole Sefer and the idea of counting. And so the Geula somehow must be related to counting. Is Nishmuva, so this needs to be explained. Because minyan on geulas and alchayra garin yonim hafchim, because counting and redemption seem to be contradictory ideas and concepts. Because when it sails zachen, when you count something, is does gufa bavais that in itself indicates as the zachen zainim mugbal that there is a limited amount of it. You can count it in them schum from the minyan, in the case of counting. You can count it, which means there's a defined and a limited amount, as many as there are. You know the number because you count it. When the minyan is the smagdish, and the concept of counting brings attention to the fact that it's limited to this number, and there's no more than whatever the number is. That keng ula, on the other hand, when we talk about redemption, at least the true sense of redemption, means to be able to escape the limitations of the golos and or limitations in general. So therefore, the concept of a geula means going out of limitations, where counting brings attention to the limited nature of whatever it is you're counting. So how does counting and geula, the theme of the sefer and the beginning and the end of the sefer, how do they jive with each other? How do they work together? And in fact, this idea and the contradictory nature of these two ideas, gefindman euch in the Aschalof and the Sefer Gufa, we find the same sort of contradiction at the beginning of the Sefer Shmos. The Nama from the Sedra, was his Merabes Eifen Teichem from the ganze Sedra, is Shmos. The name of the Sedra, which, as the Rebbe said many times, defines what is found in this Sedra. The name of this one is Shmos. Was batzitzich nor zum mugbelik the minyan from the Bnei Yisrael abayim Mitzrayim, which is a definition of the number of Jews that came to Mitzrayim, which was specifically 70, and so it's limited to the number 70. That's how many Yidden came to Mitzrayim, and the word Shmos emphasizes that. Ungleich the noch the zel the pasuk, but immediately the pasuk goes on to say, that the Jewish people multiplied and flourished and they became strong, very, very, they flourished greatly, twice, which shows a flourishing which goes out of the normal expected amount that you could expect them to flourish, and it goes way beyond that. The ma'id ma'id. On vibaldas euch dos is a tale from Parsha Shmos. And since describing the Jewish flourishing, how they multiplied and became so many, is a part of the Sedra Shmos. Kumtois, then it comes out as euch the parabah Yisrael ma'id ma'id is a tale from Teichen. Inyan haminyan. So somehow it must be related. The fact that they multiplied so greatly must somehow be tied in with the concept of the limitation of Shmos. So we have to understand what that contradiction is. What's the connection between incredible multiplication of the people with the defined definition of Shmais, which is limitation. And we find a similar thing at the end of the Sefer of Shmais. Pekudei HaMishkan, the accounting of the Mishkan, Vais Kanal Efzelen Vagbola, also indicates the limitation. Bidiklei HaMishkan Zainan Alts Misper Vagbola, that the things that they built in the Mishkan were all limited, and this is how much it weighed, and this is how much they used, and so on. Aberinim Sima Farsha Pekudei Retzich Azle Yochol Kishochan. Then what does he say at the very end of the Sedra? That the divine presence came down and it was so intense that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even go into the Ohel Moed. V'dashras Shechina in Mishkan is given Nishba Granitz, which means that the divine presence was so infinite, so unlimited. V'le'echol Moshe Lovi al Ohel Moed. Dashra in Mishkan is given Hecher Afilof in Yechelus Moshe, that the divine presence was so overwhelming that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nifcha Mekola Adam, who was the greatest of all people, even he couldn't deal with the Ashras HaShechina. In other words, it was unbound, the Ashras HaShechina, which is directly contradictory to Pekudei, to the name of the Seder, which is the defined amount of Kalim in the Mishkan and so on, that there has a number. The Torah gives you the actual number of the amount of gold and so on. Dalit. The klolus the gazbore in them. So what's the explanation of all this? Agam as the tachlis is as mezot sukum zubli gvul geula, that although the ultimate purpose is, of course, that we should get to the state of geula, which means unlimited, in a state of non-limitation, versus hecha fundamenti devagbalo from belt, to transcend the limitations, the natural limitations of the world. But it doesn't mean that we should completely shatter the concept of limitations altogether, that the bleak vul should do away with the world and its limitations. Nor as davzain the chiba from bleak vul and gvul. But what it does in fact mean is that within the limitations of the world, we should introduce a state of transcending that limitation. Not that we get rid of the limitation altogether, but that within the limitations of the world, we also have a dimension of the infinite. As we find this, in fact, in the Torah, the way it describes the number of Yidden. What does it say? Commission Nehemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vahoya, when the Torah wants to say how the Jewish people will flourish and become so many, it says, Vahoya misper b'nei Yisrael, the number of Yidden that will be there, kechoil hayom, will be like the sand of the on the beach of the sea. Asher lo yomed v'lo yisofer, that cannot be measured and cannot be counted. So at the same time he calls it a number, the number should be so great that you can't even count it. In other words, that it's not that there is no number, there is a number, but that number has a certain dimension of the infinite, it's uncountable. And the same is true for the Mishkan as well. This divine presence that was in such an infinite way that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even get into it is given in the Klei HaMishkan, was contained inside the Mishkan, inside the Kalim, or inside the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is itself a very defined building. It has a certain parameter. The Torah tells you exactly how big it should be, and no bigger, and this is how much we used in order to build it. So by definition, the Mishkan has a limitation factor. But then in there was contained the Ashras HaShechina, which was completely unlimited. So the two have to come together. And the reason for this is because what is the ultimate purpose of all this? Is because Hashem wanted a place where he could be in the lower worlds, in the Tachtoinim, in the lower place. So this has to be accomplished. There are two components to be able to accomplish this. One component is that it has to become a place where Hashem can be. So Atzmus Yisbarach, which means the infinite, the essence of Hashem, which is completely unlimited. That aspect of Hashem which is completely beyond the world. But on the other hand, number two, that this, the place where he wants to be, has to be in the lower, limited, the most limited place in the whole cosmos, in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, in the physical world, where there is nothing lower than that. In other words, that this great, this Atzmusa Yisbarach, the very highest level, has to be introduced into the very lowest level, into the most limited place. And that's why everything about the Mishkan follows that same idea. The Ashras HaShchina is unlimited, but in a very defined, very limited, very measured Mishkan. Hey, the Tzeinyanim Anal, these two ideas. Number one, the Yedira L'Atzmusa Yisbarach, that on the one hand it is a place for the essence of Hashem, and on the other hand, as the Yedira Lo Yisbarach Yisbtachtainim, that all this has to take place in the very lowest, most limited place. In a general way, this can also, this difference can also be seen in the difference between the Neshama of a Yid and the world. The Pnimius Ha'inyim from the Dira Lo Yisbarach, what is the real intent? What does Hashem really want out of Dira B'tachtainim? Where does he really want to be invited into? Dafke Lodav Alishkan B'Nisham Yisrael, as Sheyu Knesrol Mochen L'Shifte Yisbarach. In Chassidus it says that the ultimate meaning of Dira B'tachtainim means that Hashem wants to be in the Jewish community. That's where he wants to be invited to. That's the tachtainim that it's talking about. The dira has to be, for the most part, in Neshamas Yisrael. He has to be invited and comfortable to be within the Jewish people. And the reason for this is, since ultimately the Yidden and Hashem are one, are really one and the same, and therefore the true place where Hashem wants to be, is, lives and resides, is in the Yidden. He's there, he's them, we are him, he is us, and therefore the place that he wants to be, that he wants to reside, is within us, is within the Neshamas Yisrael. The Yidden are one with Atzmus anyway, therefore that's the real place of Dira Lo Yisbarach. On the other hand, when we talk about the general concept of Dira B'tachtainim, that he should be comfortable in the world as a whole, is blois dos was verde hert in Welt, as in Yerganzer Metzius is nor mitzad Atzmus. What it means, Dira B'tachtainim in the world, is not that the world and Hashem become one, as Hashem and the Yidden are one. What it means is the world should recognize that it has no other true existence other than just being, having been created and being maintained by Hashem. Its true existence is completely dependent and part of Hashem. That's what Dira B'tachtainim means in regards to the world. Mibalodai ein shum metzius klal uklal, and that without him, nothing else can exist, nothing else exists. So that's what Dira B'tachtainim means in regards, in terms of the world. But in terms of Neshamas Yisrael, is completely different, that the Neshamas Yisrael and Hashem become one. They are one, and that oneness is now recognized, is now obvious. Nor the dira vet uvgetam betachtainim dafke, but when going back to the dira of the Yidden, the way Hashem wants to reside within Neshamas, the Klal Yisrael, that oneness, that dira, has to happen in tachtainim. In the Ravaida von Idn and Elam Azaya Tachten. This is not going to happen in the world of Atzilus. This doesn't happen in Gan Eden. This has to happen in when the Yidden do their Ravaida in this physical world. So Machem from the Dvarim Gashem Maklila Lekus, to be able to create, make physical matter into a receptacle to godliness. Because it's only when we do this, when we are able to transform the lower elements of the world, that brings out the Shadish from the Neshamas Yisrael. Now it becomes obvious who the Yidden are and what their source is. that the Yidden are really one and the same as the essence of Hashem. To put this in slightly different words, when does it become clear and obvious that the Yidden are the Dira Lo Yisbarach, as we explained before, that the Yidden are one and the same with the Atzmus, the essence of Hashem, on Shumag Bola V'Ikub, without any limitations, there's nothing that interferes with the unity between Hashem and the Yidden, is as dafke ven oich the agbolu medida from tedachtoinim is nishkameniyit. That can only happen when even the very lowest elements of creation, the physical world, the dark, ugly physical world, even that does not come between a Yid and Hashem. Nor adarabe, but to the contrary, the tachtoinim aleim verim dur the Yidna mokem mukshe far adir alei yisbarach. Not only do they not become, do they not interfere between the unity of Hashem and the Yidden, but that they contribute to that unity. They themselves become, the Yidden turn the Tachtainim itself into a place that is inviting to Hashem, where Hashem can make a place to reside even in the Tachtainim, even in the physical world. So only then, when there is nothing that gets in the way of the unity between the Yidden and Hashem, do we finally realize, come to the full recognition of the oneness and the unity between the Yidden and Hashem. And that's how we accomplish the Dira Lo Yisbarach V'Tachtoinim within the Yidden themselves. Vav, the mitzvah mefashtein was the tchilu from Sefer Shemois is wegen the minyan from Bnei Yisrael. By this, now we can understand why the beginning of Shemois is about the counting the Yidden, and the end is about counting, in other words, the limited nature of, first of all, the Yidden, and also the Mishkan itself. In Sefer Bereishis, what is the content of Sefer Bereishis? Retzich wegen de Bria alein. Over there it describes the creation itself and the history of how things started at the beginning. This is given Eider in Iris and Plektivar and Ir Kavona, how things were before it became revealed and known what the purpose of the creation is. And in the Sefer Bereishis, we don't know yet what is the purpose of the entire creation. It just tells us about the creation without explaining why it came about in the first place. That it was Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael, that it's all for the Torah and all for the Yidden. There's no mention of that really in Sefer Bereishis. In Sefer Shemois Retzich Shenober Vegni Yisrael, but in Sefer Shemois it talks already about the Yidden, not about the background of the Yidden, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the Yidden becoming a nation, Hashem's nation. These is an Neulah Givaran Al Tzam Yisrael, how they were born as, or the nation of Yidden was born on Torah, and then it talks about the Torah was Durzei Vert Uizgifit Kavanas Abriya, that it's through the Yisrael, through the Yidden as a people, and through the Torah, that's what brings the purpose, the whole point of creation to our minds. Now we understand what it is. Und in dem was Eden firin dort de kavanah sabriya is faran atchilu v'seif, and this idea that it's the Yidden that bring out the purpose of creation, there is a beginning to this and there is an end to this. What does he mean by that? The tchila iker pnimis from the kavana is what is the beginning, which means the real, the main point of what we're going to talk about, because always the beginning defines what exactly is going to happen. When whatever you start with, the very first point is clarifies what it is exactly that's going to happen. So the beginning of the parsha describes what is going to be the ultimate purpose of it. Bnei Yisrael v'zezayne miyuchad mitatzmusi yisbarach. So the beginning of Parsha of Chumash Shmos talks about the Yidden, counting the Yidden and so on, how they are one with Hashem. Vazdasa the inyan from minyan Bnei Yisrael in Parsha Shmos, which is the idea behind counting the Yidden at the beginning of Parsha Shmos, at the beginning of Chumash Shmos, loydia chibasam, because Hashem counts them, as Rashi says, to notify us of His love for the Yidden. And therefore that counting Hashem did not appoint anyone to do that counting. He himself lists the names of the people that came to Mitzrayim. So it's Hashem himself doing the counting. Why? Because it brings out his love for the Jewish people. The Eibishter tzeilt zeh in Torah, the Eibishter himself counts it out in the Torah. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu went to count them and so on, as in the later census that happened. So that's the beginning of Parshas Shmos, that defines the Yidden and the love of Hashem to the Yidden, that they are all one and so on. And this is the ultimate purpose of creation, that Hashem wants a dira in the Yidden. The Seifa, what is the end of the Parsha? The Seist, Adi Kavana Verdurgifid Bepoil. How is this actually going to happen? How is this going to be actualized? That's what the end is. How does it actually come about? Is durch machna mishkan lo yizborach von dvorim gashmin. The method by which we're going to bring out the ultimate connection between the Eibishter and the Yidden is by creating a mishkan, which will, as he said before, when we bring it down into gashmias, that's what brings out the true nature of the unity between Hashem and the Yidden. And that's why in the last parasha it talks about pekudei, the counting of the mishkan. Zayin, the Baal does the Shoresh from the Shomis Yisrael, this is an Einzach mit Atzmusi Yisborach Kumtoris Begilu Dafkin the Avedib Tachtoinim. And since, as we said before, that the true connection between the Yidden, the Shoresh of the Neshama, the Yidden, how it's attached and one with Hashem, comes out or is revealed specifically by the Aveda which happens in the Tachtoinim, in the lowest worlds, that it's dafke brought out when all of this happens in a place which is naturally inclined to conceal everything, and then when the Yidden use even those concealments in order to create and to elevate them to the level of a lakus, that's what brings out the true nature of Hashem and the relationship with Yidden and Hashem. Is the fun movement, so from this we understand as dos firtzechoiz beikir noch mehr wie durch die Avede von Boyen de Mishkan, that this is brought out for the most part even more so than the Avede of building a Mishkan an Ort von Gilead Lukus, because when you build a Mishkan you are creating a place which is going to reveal godliness. That's the point of building a Mishkan, to bring the divine presence into the Mishkan. So where is this really going to happen? This can be brought out more when the Yidden do their Aveda in a place where there is no revelation of godliness. What you do in a Mishkan, that's a place of divine presence. What we want to bring out is that even the Tachtainim, the lowest places where there is Helem Vehester, where there is concealment of godliness, there we can transform it also, and that will bring out the true relationship between the Yidden and Hashem. So where is that? The Bechlolit Yaser, in the Avodin's Malagolos, this can be accomplished even more better and more so in Golos. Then the Lekus is Nishmeir Begilian Velt, in the place where Hashem, with godliness, is not revealed in the world. The Mishkan represents where Hashem is completely revealed in the world. Golos represents where Hashem is completely concealed in the world. Und das ist der Asbara, was beim Siyam HaSeife, HaSippur, wegen Melechas HaMishkan, and that's the reason why at the end of the story of the work of the what happened to build the Mishkan, und Ashros HaShchina Mishkan, and then how the divine presence of Hashem came to the Mishkan, that's why suddenly the Torah talks about the travels, how the Yidden traveled in the desert, because that's connected with the ascension of the Shechina from away from the Mishkan. The Masois happened when Hashem removed himself from the Mishkan. That's why this has to be the conclusion. That's where it all has to that's where it really, the purpose of it all, comes to its ultimate purpose. The tachlis for Mishkan, because the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan, Samachem v'tachtonim adir lo yizborach, which its purpose, of course, is to make the very tachtonim into a place for Hashem. Firtzechoyz be'iket dur dem vos. That is accomplished mostly through the fact that Mishkan gita koyach as a zeizel zayin oich b'chol maseim. When is this all realized fully? When the Yidden are in their travels. In other words, when they move away from the Mishkan, when the Shechina moves up from the Mishkan, and the Yidden go out into the world, into the travels, that's when they encounter the real Tachtainim, and that's when they make a Dira in the world, in the real Tachtainim. Then can come what is the real purpose, which is that the Shechina should be in Klal Yisrael, and it should be there in a way that is fully recognized, because nothing can get in the way of it, not even the lowest Tachtainim. Wie der Alte Rebbe ist mevair, und als der Alte Rebbe explained, dass der Masois im Midbar seine Merame ist, euch auf dem Birur vom Midbar Ame bemeschels Managolus. Der Alte Rebbe explains that all these travels that the Yidden went from one place to another in the Midbar, they also refer to the travels that the Yidden will have to go through the desert of the nations. In other words, not just the desert over there where they traveled, but then there is the nations. We'll have to go through all kinds of different situations amongst the Goyim, where we will have to be able to continue Yiddishkeit there too. And that's what the Masois represent. And that's why B'chol Masa'eyim is an indication that that's where the real Dira B'tachtainim happens. At least the Dira B'tachtainim in the world, which can lead to the very essence of Dira B'tachtainim within the Yidden. Das Dorten die Shechinta begalusa, because in the Zmana Golus, that's where the Shechina is in true Golus, Nishtoda Giluf and Shechina, there is no revelation of the Shechina begalusa on. And in other words, as the Pasuk says, when the cloud went up, ascended, Siluk HaShechina, when the Shechina was removed, Seinen Yidden Mevarer Mahapach Dem Elam Ha'olam, so now the Yidden can come along and they can transform the concealment that the world presents, as Euch Dorten Zol Meir Zayn HaLakus, that even there should also be a revelation of godliness. Ches. Der Inyan Anal, as the Tachlas in the Mishkan fiert sich ois be'ike dur de Aveide in dem Chutz vom Mishkan. This idea that the purpose of the Mishkan is accomplished more when we work outside the Mishkan because of the Helen that it represents, drückt sich euch in dem Inyan HaMishkan Gufa, that can be seen in the idea of the Mishkan itself. In dem was the Iker Avoida for Mishkan is an Avoida's Karbonis. And the fact that what was the main preoccupation of the Mishkan, what was the most of the Avoida that was done in the Mishkan, was the Karbonis. The chilek zwischen the etzema mishkan and avodas karbanos. What is the difference between the mishkan itself and what it represents? Which one could say, let's say that the oren, the ashros hashchina, the revelation of godliness. That's what the mishkan represents, and then the avodas karbanos, which is what was done in the mishkan. Beim binyan mishkan is the tachlis nisht azay in milas and the dvarim agashim from velachamot gemacht the mishkan. The building of the mishkan is not so much about transforming the gashmias of the Mishkan, transforming the materials that they use to build the Mishkan, nor be'iker, for the most part, what does the Mishkan itself represent? In machnan ort lamata v'uzol zayin d'ashros ha'shchina m'mayla. What it represents is, make for me a holy place and I will dwell there. In other words, that we want to bring the Shechina from its place up there, bring it down into the world, that there should be a place where there is Shechina Begili. That's the purpose of the inner essence, the meaning of the Mishkan. Was the Ashra is doch be'ein areichecha von the Dvarim Gashmin. That kind of divine presence is, of course, way beyond the physical objects within which it, where it, around which it's happening. Mashenken avodas hakarbonos is in Yonah. What is the idea between the avodas hakorbanos of the avodas hakorbanos? To mevarer zayin u'mailer zayin the behema v'chulu, to elevate and to refine the animal with which the korban was brought. Gashmius, in other words, it means to transform gashmius u'machan defun a korban lavaya k'tusha, to take a physical animal, and an animal often represents the most coarse of physical existence, and make that, transform that into holiness. Und afar, and therefore chotz, in other words, that the karbanos represent transforming the world. The Mishkan itself means bringing godliness into the presence of Hashem. Und afar, chotz as the avodas karbanos, the amshachos hakdusha idei zeh, is achana oif sekumen sehecher. So therefore, even though the avoid of the karbonis, which means the kind of kedusha that we introduce by transforming gashmias, is the preparation to be able to go to a much higher level. Tzudah Shroa Vasiz in Mishkan, in Aron, through this we can now reach to the greater Hashroa Sashchina, which comes, which is something that is completely beyond the Gashmias in around which has happened. That is represented by the Aron, something which is way beyond what can be accomplished through Karbonis, which is directly accomplished through Karbonis, but this is the Hachana through which we can rise to that very elevated level. Vastafar is the Aleph from Vayikra and Aleph Ze'iri, and this is the reason why the Aleph of the word Vayikra, which is the introduction of Karbonis, is a small Aleph, smaller than the normal writing of the Sefer Torah. Vazvayst of Tzimtzum, and a smallness means indicates something which is limited. Vayil in Avodas HaKarbonis was thus is the Teichen von Sefer Vayikra, because in the Avodah of Karbonis, which is of course what the Sefer Vayikra is about, is there Eira Kedusha was Vert Nimshach Vayikra Meloshen Kriyav Hamshacha. So the Eir which comes about through the Karbonis, which is the meaning of Vayikra, that's what Vayikra is all about. And the word the very word Vayikra means he called forth. In other words, it was Mamshich, so the Hamshacha that is accomplished through the Karbonis which Vayikra is coming to introduce. Aklenere vide etzem Hashrovas is a Mishkan. It's a limited, that is a much more limited Hamshacha of godliness than what is happening in the Mishkan by its own. Meaning what the Mishkan represents is the Aron, the great Hashrovas Hashchina. What can be accomplished through Vayikra, through the drawing forth the Shechina through Karbonis, is a much more limited type of Amshacha, and that's why the Aleph of Vayikra is small, to indicate this limited nature of the Amshacha that can happen through Karbonis. Von deswegen, on the other hand, durch dem kommt man zu noch hecher mechubim from Mishkan, but it's only through this Avoida, through this Amshacha, through the Karbonis, that we can reach that higher level that is represented by the Mishkan itself. To the contrary, I misread that. It's through this kind of Avoida that we can reach an even higher objective than what is accomplished through the Hashraas Hashchin and the Mishkan. Because the higher objective is to be able to transform physical matter into spirituality. It's a more limited Hashra Sashchina that comes through Karbonis. But the objective of it is even greater than the Hashra Sashchina in the Mishkan. Because the ultimate purpose is, the purpose of Diriv Tachtainim is to transform the physical, the Tachtainim, into Elokus. And through that transformation, we get to, as he said at the beginning, to the real purpose of Diriv Tachtainim, which is that the Shraus HaShchina should take place within the Klal Yisrael. Und the mit is verstandig. And from this, now we can understand the Vayikra El Moshe from Sefer HaKarbonis Bachlal is a Hemshech Oich zu Be'olus HaAnon. Now we can understand how this Vayikra, Hashem calling out to Moshe, comes as a continuation to what is in the very last psukim of the previous parsha, which in the previous chumash, that when the cloud rose up from the Mishkan, as he said before, in Beide is mudgish dezal ben akuda, because both in Bayikra and in Behei Olis, the ascension of the Shechina from the Mishkan bring out the same point, as the mechuvim from Mishkan firtzachoyis. That the purpose of the Mishkan is also accomplished, and to the contrary, even more so, nochmer durch der Avoda b'Mokem v'siz nishtah, the Hashraas Hashchina of a Mishkan, that where it really counts, where it really happens, is not in the Mishkan itself, but in a place where there is no Hashraas Hashchina. There isn't an obvious Shechina. It's not in the place of the Mishkan when we can transform the outside world. That's where the real purpose of the Mishkan is realized, and that's brought out by Beha'olis HaAnon, when the the cloud, the Shechina, which represents the Shechina, rises up from the Mishkan, and the small Aleph of Ayikra, that it's, which is the Avodas HaKorbanos, that's where it really, the ultimate purpose happens. Hagam is in the Avodah B'Shazdem Ve'yisu felt in Gilui HaShechina, and although when we do our work, our Avodah, in a place where we travel away from the Mishkan, so where there isn't, is lacking the revelation of the godliness, is of a dafke durdem kum tarayz begilu the shayrus from Eden. This is anem yuchan betasunus yisbaruch kanal barucha. Dafke through that, by being able to do our aveda and transform even the places where there is no gilu shchina, that brings out the true nature, the true connection, the true relationship between the yidden and asmus itself. And thus is the pirush apnimi in the oldest anem ala mishkan yisu bnei Yisrael v'chol maseim, and that is the real meaning of the words when the onan went up from the mishkan. That's when the yidden went on all their travels. Bechitzein is that is taka oy is yaninu from siluga shchina. When you look at it on the surface externally, it looks like the shchina was removed. That's all you see. Bepnimi is sabar, but when you look deeply into the matter, you see what is the purpose of it. As durch der Aveda, that it's stafka, through this type of Aveda, nemmen hecher from them on an Amishkan, through this you can reach higher than the cloud of the Mishkan, than what is represented by the cloud of the Mishkan. Woman is mamshich in the Mishkan, b'achanoy shalachrezeh, and we can bring that, the result of that, into the next time that the Mishkan rests and the Shechina comes down. It comes after we did our Aveda in our travel in the time when the Shechina was not there. Masa'ein b'makam yachnu sham, after we did our travel, we took a trip and we went away from the Shechina and we did our Aveda there and we were successful there, then the next time that the Shechina is revealed, it's revealed in an even greater way because it brought out the true connection between the Yidden and the Shechina, even in a place that is far from the Shechina. And this is the lesson to each one and each one of us, each man and woman in our Aveda. Notwithstanding the darkness that the Golus presents, and especially that we each know about ourselves, how far and how distant we are because of our own failures. Everybody knows their own personal situation. The Golus Prati, in other words, we each know our own individual Golus that we're in. Thus is by M. Faran that each person has. Dafmabis, notwithstanding the fact that we are all in that kind of Golus, the general Golus and our own personal Golus, Dafmabis, we have to know. As durch dem vasayid fir durch shlichosi yizbara b'chol masayim, that when a yid fulfills their shlichas in these distant travels away from the Shechina, is vosfer amase is on nornizain, and whatever the situation you happen to be in, whatever that trip entails, whatever that darkness entails, is oib norzain masse is farbunim mit onen Hashem. So if the travel, the trip that we take, the place that we have to be, is still connected to the cloud of Hashem, because dafke ba'olus onen vimlo yalu lo yiso, because our trip is also guided by the cloud of Hashem. How do you know when to go on a trip? When the cloud leaves. So it's all defined. It revolves around the Anan Hashem. So even if we're in a dark place, but it still revolves around the cloud of Hashem, the presence of Hashem. We know that the steps of man are directed by Hashem. And wherever you end up, it's because Hashem wanted you to end up there. Gate is in Vosfera Matzav on Zion, wherever you go and whatever situation you're in, you may find yourself is a verbunden mit Ashlichus von Eibishten. You're still connected to the mission that Hashem sent you to that place. Lasses leis baruch bir tachtainim, which is to make that place into a bir tachtainim. The mele is I'm masse in golus leitin rotzen elyon, and therefore all those travels that you have, even in the darkest golus, are all according to the will of Hashem, and you see, you know that they're the will of Hashem. Verd be'em u'be'olus ha'onus. So then, when the cloud lifts up l'mal yusa, you get the positive aspect of that, and then t'hecha faran onon. You tie into something that is beyond the cloud, It's even higher than the cloud. That's where you're connected. Chot shazeg de gilu fun dem onen is hecher afilu fun yecheles fun beginnes meis rabbein olva shalom. And even though the cloud itself is something which is higher than even Moshe Rabbeinu was able to deal with, because he couldn't enter into the oil when the cloud was there, so that cloud is something that is very beyond even Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu which is in within you canal, but still through traveling through the desert in accordance with Hashem's will, and you keep it in accordance with Hashem's will, then you can go by all this on, and you can transcend even to higher beyond the cloud. And this is and then you can bring that level from beyond the cloud into the next stop that you have, until the Yidden and Hashem become one, and that becomes the reality, your reality.